Hey, is Brian in by chance?
No, he's not. He is back out at the shop. Could I take a message to him? I'll be heading out there shortly.
Yeah, you could. Before that happens, is it possible to get email so I can shoot him some quick info in the meantime?
He only checks his email once or twice a day. I mean,
gotcha.
Usually just in the morning. So I'm on my way out there, so.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, for sure. My name is Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from Cardiff, spelled C-A-R. D-I-F-F.
Okay.
And my phone number is 858-381-4851.
4851. And what does
Taylor? Yeah, it's in regards to financing he's done with Kinetic Leasing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're still working with Kinetic.
Okay. That's good. Do you help him with financial decisions by chance?
Well, he's the main decision maker.
Okay. That's what's in regards to. If you could, get that information to him, have him call me back, I can further explain what this is about.
Okay. They are getting ready to run out to the field to try to combine, so I will...
Either Monday or, sometime next week. It's not a super pressing concern.
All right, I will give him the information then.
Yeah, right before you leave, how's business going?
How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, on the 19th of July, you want to hear a story? On the 19th of July, we had a hailstorm here.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a pretty one. It took out at least 1,100 acres completely and affected other fields quite a bit other than that. So the farming end of things is going to be a little sketchy this year. But
right.
And other than that, we've had rain just about every other day. So this hasn't been the ideal year for farming. So
it's going to be a little slow, you're saying, coming up in this next year?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Don't have big projects coming our way.
No big projects. You guys, how about equipment?
Equipment? The farm and the seed company are separate businesses.
Okay.
And I guess I actually work for Brian for the seed company. And he is the owner of the seed company, and he is also a partner in the farming operation.
Right.
So I'm okay. As far as I know, I don't see anything big happening this year unless things turn around somehow, but
right. That's understandable.
Time will tell. You never know.
Yeah.
Get a crazy idea to do something.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I hope things turn around. I'm sorry about that hailstorm. That's quite unfortunate.
Yeah.
One of the things I do here at Cardiff is, we have a few programs, but one of the ones we do that sounds like it could help you out is a working capital.
Through our local bank, we have...
Right. Yeah. No, that's what I get a lot of the time. And what I try to explain is we're not trying to, replace or, step on any toes there. We appreciate that relationship you already have. We're more of a supplemental source of funding since, a lot of people have lines of credit out with banks and they use up a lot of it and it's hard to get an extension or even a line of credit at another bank. So what we do is we give you a loan of unsecured cash based off, your top line of revenue. So we can free up anywhere from 10 to 15% off your top line of sales as unsecured cash, which sounds like he might be needing it or not,
What kind of interest rates are you working with now, Taylor?
Interest rates, of course. Yeah, it actually depends on a multiple, different factors, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Our equipment financing, we started in the low single digit range. For the working capital, what were you looking to use it for?
I don't know, but I'm just wondering where you're at for interest. If you're better than the local bank or the Ag Country Farm Credit Services, or
of course, yeah, no, I totally understand. That's a question I get all the time. Like I said, there's no like straightforward answer for that because it honestly depends on a lot of factors.
Okay.
One of the things is what do you?
How about if we were going to build a building out here? What kind of interest rates would you have for building projects?
Okay, what is your guys' credit looking like?
I think it looks pretty good.
Good.
I don't
okay.
know.
What is your, you know, gross annual sales you're bringing in?
Oh, it's over a million.
A million?
I guess I'm not looking at the QuickBooks right now to tell you right offhand.
Well, yeah, that's a good estimate. If it's a million, you know, we could free up anywhere from 200 to, 100 to, 150,000.
100 to 150,000.
Yeah, like I said, it's 10 to 15% off, what you're bringing in.
Okay. That's
and
for a building project.
For a building.
What kind of interest rate would you have on that type of project?
If you give me just a second, I will give you, because I'm not going to lie, I'm relatively new here, and I want to give you the
okay.
best answer possible. If
well,
I can give you,
I'm sure Brian would ask the same type of question, so I thought I'd...
Most definitely. No, I definitely respect that. I literally, my supervisor right next to me, I can just give her the phone really fast, and she'll
okay.
give you, like, a really fast rundown. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Just wait just a second.
Thank you for holding. This is Straw.
Hi.
Hi. So he filled me in that you're looking to expand your building?
Well, I guess he was just telling me that you are a company that works with different financing, and I was
yes.
Questioning what kind of interest
sure.
rates that you're working with.
Oh, okay.
It depends on whether it's an equipment loan or for working
mm-hmm.
capital, or
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, how about, for instance, I'd build a building out here or do
mm-hmm.
something like that and needed some
mm-hmm.
working capital for that.
Sure. Okay, okay. Okay, that makes sense. What's your gross annual sales like?
I believe over a million.
Over a million? Okay.
I'm
and that was...
Don't quote me for 100% sure on that. I'd have to
mm-hmm.
go through the... I don't have QuickBooks open in front of me.
Oh, okay, that's not a problem. How's this year tracking for you? Is it a million or was a million for last year?
I'm not really sure. I haven't even looked at all the numbers for the end of the year yet.
Oh, that's not a problem.
In fact, we still have income coming in from
mm-hmm.
sales from this last planting season.
I see, okay. And have you been considering building the new building for a while now, or is this just something in the wish list?
It's an off and on thought process.
Oh, I see, okay.
Here. It
okay.
just kind of goes kind of with the season and
mm-hmm.
how well things go
mm-hmm.
and what things look like going forward and
mm-hmm.
what kind of projects we have coming as far as whether we have... larger
mm-hmm.
customers for seed conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So if we pick up new accounts
mm-hmm.
for seed conditioning
mm-hmm.
would be something that we would really need to consider adding.
Okay. And then also, are you guys, are you guys an elevator type of business? Do you keep the seeds for other farmers and for other vendors, or do you guys just manufacture?
We
grow.
We condition seed for on the smaller scale of things
mm-hmm.
for other farmers,
mm-hmm.
and as you go up the scale, we condition for big companies that in turn sell the seed to other customers.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a
okay.
little bit of both. We have some larger customers and.
Okay, and is the new building that you want to build, is that for kind of keeping the seeds in the condition that you want it to be, or would it be used for other purposes?
Probably storing.
Storing, okay.
Yeah, I guess
okay.
I was just throwing all this out when I was talking to Taylor, because I'm
yeah.
just looking at what kind of financing, what kind
of
interest rate.
Sure, we've worked with a lot of other businesses that basically does the same thing as you guys. You know, they're expanding, so they want to build a second building, or they want to acquire a second business or their competitor. So it's within the same lines of everything. Do you know how much it may cost you guys to
Just throwing this out there for interest rate type information. And I guess we have worked with our local bank and with Egg Country Farm Credit Services. And I guess as far as it goes, when he called me, and so I just started asking questions.
Yeah, of course. I'm just trying to find out, you know, more information so that way I can, you know, fully explain to you what we have to offer. So it sounds like you kind of qualify for two programs here, both the equipment financing and working capital. The equipment financing side is like a traditional loan, 2 to 5 year term, with monthly payment, and basically that could be anything that you're using inside of the new building to operate your business. So any kind of machinery, tables, chairs, anything like that. So that will fall into that. And the interest rates for equipment financing, it starts in the mid-single digits. So it starts at 3-4, and then it goes up depending on, you know, time in business, industry, credit, business credit, you know, a lot of different factors there. And then for working capital side, have you had a working capital before?
We actually have a, through our local bank, we have, I guess it's set up as a ready reserve type in and out if we go that type thing.
Oh, okay. So kind of like a line of credit, a revolving line of credit.
Yes.
Okay. So it works similar to the revolving line of credit that you have, it, just that it's, we qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you just take whatever you need. And so you can, let's just say, for example, you know, your gross sales of $1 million, we can generally free about, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm sure it's probably more than that. I just threw that number out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole number, so it's easy to work with. So let's just say, for example, $1 million. We can generally free about 10 to 15% of that. So on the lower range, we can give you about 100 to 150 on the higher range, maybe sometimes more if you have really good credit. So that's the amount that we can usually free up for capital side. It is unsecured, so if you are building the building, you don't have to put that up for collateral. And then it is a termed loan, and it goes all the way up to 3 years for qualifying customers.
Oh, only 3 years.
Yeah, so it's a little bit shorter than, let's just say, for example, like a traditional mortgage that some people might try to get for this type of business venture. But what it is the great thing is it doesn't go on your personal credit. It goes on the business credit, and it's unsecured. And you can basically use the money for anything you want, and you don't have to tell us every little detail of it.
Okay. I guess when we've worked with Egg Country Farm Credit Services in the past, it's been like a 10-year loan type thing set up.
Oh, I see.
Payments over time and payments and interest, and that's why I'm just wondering what kind of interest rates you have and if it would be worth our time to pursue a different company other than what we've used locally.
So for the building that you guys are in right now, you use that farm credit business loan for that. Okay, so what we can do, sounds like they're what they had for you guys last time was probably the best fit for you guys for the building itself. You know, 15 years, that's something that we don't offer. That's a great program, not going to lie. But what we can do is we can supplement what they offer you, because what they can do is, you know, they can give you, let's say, $200K, but you need something on top of that, we can give it to you. Because we don't see them as a competitor debt, so that doesn't affect how much we can give you. So we can basically give you the 100, 150 on top of what they can offer you to build a business. And you know, there's a lot of things that goes into building business, you know, like the construction side of it, hiring people, marketing, you know, things like that's what we can fund you guys for.
Well, I guess I'm looking at long term and I'm looking at interest, and those are I mean, right now we don't have any plans to build, but if we did decide to, that's kind of some of the questions that I was going towards with Taylor when he called.
So. Yeah.
Interest and and terms are,
yeah,
are big, big things for us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you had the opportunity to build it, when would it be? Or
sure, we're just it a lot of it depends on our customer base.
Uh-huh.
If we pick up bigger contracts throughout the winter for bigger seed conditioning companies to condition seed, it could be sooner than later. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess one
depends.
Of those things that you
yeah.
don't know until you're really needing it. And sometimes if the situation is as it is in this area right now, where farming economy is going backwards with the lower commodity rates and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
then building is not an option.
And yeah.
Turnaround. So mm-hmm. you have to look at both sides of the
yeah.
spectrum.
Exactly.
You don't want to be spending money when income is low.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be racking up that interest that has to be paid back
mm-hmm.
in short time.
Mm-hmm. When's the busy season for you usually?
Well, for the seed company, we're busy throughout the winter and into the springtime.
Winter to spring.
Yeah.
Okay. So. And it's just because of the type of seeds you guys...
Well, we condition yes. wheat seed and soybean seed and,
uh-huh.
and edible bean seed, and it just depends on what company is out there that's looking for somebody to condition
mm-hmm.
seed.
Mm-hmm.
Conditioning basically means sizing and getting the weeds and everything else separated from the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what mm-hmm. we do, and we also sell some seed. I mean. To the farmer also in the springtime.
I see. Okay. And do you guys work with like all type of industry for the conditioning their seeds, or is kind of like, let's say, like beer manufacturing businesses?
No,
or
we work with let's throw out a name, DeKalb or I'm trying to think of other. Soybean companies, mm-hmm. Pioneer, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Those type of companies contract with us.
Oh, okay, okay.
To condition their soybean seed. Or,
oh, okay.
And then we'll tote and get it ready for them for sale.
I see. Okay, so do the seeds get shipped to you, and then you guys condition it and then ship it back to the company, whoever
right,
contracted you?
Farmer-grown product that gets
mm-hmm.
brought here, and then we get it packaged to their specifications. So.
I see. Okay.
I guess
yeah.
that my main questions were
sure.
on term and interest.
Yeah. How about this? If you don't mind me sending you an email, I want to send over my contact info just in case, you know, something comes up, or, you know, when you guys do decide to do the to build that second you know, warehouse, a store,
mm-hmm.
building, we can, you know, supplement the funding that Farm Credit can offer you. And let's just say, for example, they don't give you enough, or they don't give you they don't give you approval, we can help you out, guys out on that. Or even if you have, like, any projects coming up that you need additional capital for, even if it's, like, 20, 30 grand, we can do that for you.
Okay. Well, I guess I can give you my email address, but Brian is the one that makes the decisions
uh-huh.
on big financial.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no problem.
So, but my email is sara ot at polarcomm.com.
Okay. So I have sarah ot at polarcom.com.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. I'll go ahead and send that over to you, and give us a call whenever you need anything.
All right.
Equipment or capital.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Have a good day. Bye.